What is up? My name is Kevin Wu, and I'm an online fitness coach who helps men in their 20s lose weight and get abs for the first time through mindset, nutrition, and training. That's enough about me. Let's get right into today's episode.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the Live to Inspire podcast. Today, I talked about why you're constantly having a hard time losing weight. Maybe it's you even have a coach, a meal plan, a workout program, and you know exactly what to do, but you just have a hard time executing it. Well, I'm going to tell you why. All right, welcome to the Live to Inspire podcast. So today we're talking all about why are you constantly struggling or having a hard time losing weight? So with that being said, let's say you know exactly what to do. When we say exactly what to do itself, you have like a game plan. You know exactly what to do itself. You know your calories you're supposed to eat. You know how many times you work out. You know what exercise to do because you have a workout program maybe you bought or like a meal plan you got. Maybe you even have a coach, right? And you got some supplement ideas, like a supplement kind of plan to do it. Now, then this time around, let's say you tried over and over again in the past too as well. Maybe you thought of a plan. Maybe this time you do have a plan. But the point is you tried over and over and over again, and you just can't seem to get the results. Now, the reason why I'm saying is you have all these things and sounds like the coach, the game plan, like meal plan, all the specific things, right? Exact amount, like the workout program, exact like exercise to do, sets, reps, and all that stuff. It's because you know exactly what to do, right? That's not the problem this time around. It's executing it and actually kind of getting it done, right? Because, you know, first of all, knowing what to do is one thing, right? That's a big, big part of like, you know, the fitness side of things. So much information out there. That's a big thing I kind of struggle with too. Now, like executing it and getting it done is like a whole nother story, right? Because you know exactly what to do, exact plan to the T itself, all these things itself. But now executing it, if you, let's say you're having a hard time or you're unable to reach those fitness goals, even if you have all these things kind of aligned, this is for you. Now, we're going to kind of talk about two big, big things. Now, the first one itself, I did talk about in the past before, is what do you identify with as? Now, what I mean by what do you identify with as is, let's just say your whole life, you're a little bit more overweight, right? And now this time around, you're trying to lose that weight itself, but you see yourself as this person that is overweight. You see yourself as this person who is overweight. So you can't actually, you know, like identify with this person that's, you know, that's active, that's healthy, that has a six pack. You can't identify with this person. You can't actually identify with it. Now, with that being said, you guys must realize that if you guys keep looking at yourself at this frame where it's like you're fat and you're unhealthy and you're and all that, right? And you're trying to get to a place where you have a six pack showing, you're trying to be healthy, you're trying to do all this. That's not going to align. That's going to not align with who you are, because with who you are right now and where you do want to be, there are two different things, right? But you have to do and identify with the person you want to be. Let's just say you want that six pack person, like you want to be lean, you want to be active, you want to be healthy. You have to keep telling yourself that, right? And I know I talked about this in the past, but it's so, so, so important, because the more you kind of identify with the person, especially if you've been there, let's say, overweight your whole life, it's harder to kind of identify someone's fit and healthy, right? That's why affirmations are so powerful. Now, with that being said, it's going to take a while for you to actually believe that. Now, believing it is one thing too as well, because you just keep saying it, and you're like, in your back of your mind, you kind of counter-argument, how like maybe a counter-argument being like, I'm not actually not lean, healthy, like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, but you have to keep telling yourself over and over and over again, man, I'm lean, healthy, strong. I'm lean and fit. I'm lean. I am strong. I am fit, right? Just keep telling yourself over and over and over again. And those words are empowering, actually, right? They're going to give you some more energy. They're going to give you this external kind of validation almost itself by telling yourself these things. Now, identifying with yourself is one thing, but now doing those actions itself, that's what's going to kind of lead to, which leads to results. Now, I know I talked about in the past, like I just mentioned, like past two times right over again. So I'm going to talk about the second other thing, which I don't really talked about as much, which is something I deal with in the past too as well. And I'm still sort of kind of, well, yeah, I dealt with pretty much last month itself after kind of what, just before I kind of had my surgery itself for a good little while, and now kind of overcoming it. So with that being said, it's going to be binging slash emotional eating. Now, these, I'm going to be honest, it's very,
Like it comes in kind of ebbs and flows, but like the reason why it kind of ebbs and flows itself is because I haven't really digged into like the deep rooted cause. And what deep rooted cause is, we as kind of human beings itself, let's just say, have some problems mostly kind of stem from the childhood, or something that we kind of didn't really feel out, just something we haven't really dealt with in the past. And we kind of buried it down inside and haven't dealt with it, but rather just kind of skimmed over itself. These are some deep rooted causes that can cause all these kind of issues, right? Now, to be completely vulnerable with you guys themselves, it's kind of uncomfortable talking about. It's more so a lot of my kind of deep rooted like causes for my emotional eating, stress binging, which I found out from my physiotherapist. I'm not a physiotherapist, my therapist itself, when I did it for the first time in like June/July itself, which I, to be honest, still not haven't completely kind of dealt with, is pretty much the side of things where I, for my parents, like it's really hard for me to talk about, but I pretty much almost just wanted to kind of move across the whole world, and that's kind of all coming toward me now too as well, which is why I guess it's bringing up all these kind of things once again, is with like A, my move to like Colombia, because that's where I am right now, and I kind of escaped that, but B, moving to Australia is my ultimate kind of reason that people, I mean, I tell people the reason why is like, you know, the girls, the weather, and just the people are super friendly and nice, and that's a big reason too as well, but a big part of it, I kind of just go for myself too as well. My physio, my therapist discovered it was more so, it's to literally get as far as away as possible from my parents, I guess, right? Start that new life over there and just not kind of deal with that situation. So that's a deep, big, deep rooted cause, because kind of backstory in that, like, they never supported me in my life itself. They always kind of praised my brother in that aspect, but a big part of it was like, they never support what I did. They always told me to quit and quit and quit and quit. And then, yeah, just lead all the things that I did in my personal life too as well. It's like, I guess for gaming wise, like they always kind of took that away from me too as well. Locked my computer, always kind of pushed that away from me. Anything I liked really, it's like they kind of try to take that away from me. And it, I guess it really hurts. So like my resentment and my everything like that just kind of towards me. Yeah, it's hard for me to talk about, but basically it's kind of ignore them, just never talk to them, and just even like unlearn my language, which is like Cantonese. So that's giving me it's really uncomfortable right now, but just unlearn the language of like Cantonese too as well, which is like my mom spoke that language, and so I couldn't really speak to her anymore too as well, and just like getting rid of that culture, because I hate that culture side of things too as well. And like nobody in my family tree, I guess, like was successful, quote unquote, or like ran the business, or like just what they truly kind of loved, right? So like I hated all that. I did not want to be anything part of that. I just want to kind of start life kind of over. I create like my own family, create like the own kind of environment itself. And I thought Australia was literally the furthest place, you know, because it's literally across the whole world that would help me kind of do that. But that caused me to kind of avoid those feeling those issues. And avoid, you know, I guess, talking to parents and kind of solving that issues, which causes some deep rooted issues in my kind of end that are unsolved, which is why I have like the binging and slash emotional eating, if that kind of makes sense. And yeah, so that's, it comes in ebbs and flows where it's like, you know, it kind of pops in time again, I guess, when it's more, some situations kind of rise, like I guess, like for my surgery part and just being in Colombia, it was like, kind of felt more lonely, and no one really understood me in terms of like I don't speak language anymore. I'm like, I can't talk to really anybody here, and like I'm a very social person, talked around strangers, meet a lot of friends, stuff like that. But like that one, that part, and two, after my surgery itself, like I couldn't go outside for like I still can't really, that's what they said, and see a sun, but like not even leave my apartment for like pretty much at least like a week itself, and like it felt really lonely. I couldn't work out either, which is like my source of, I guess, that external validation itself, where it's like just making me feel better. So I couldn't even do that. So I guess all that kind of caused me to go back to that emotional eating / binge eating to kind of hide these things, which my deep root causes. But like that came a lot about me, but giving some examples of that and kind of how it relates to kind of my life. And that's something I need to personally solve. But like some things that kind of hold you guys back, which say if you are dealing with emotional eating, kind of binging, it might not be exactly my situation, right? It's probably not my situation exactly, because everybody's situation is unique. But the point is, what I'm trying to get across is everybody kind of has, well, not everybody, most people have some maybe deeper root causes or some issues that might cause you to kind of self-sabotage in a way that's holding you back from getting fitness goals. As always, you know, as we know, dieting is an absolutely huge part in terms of getting towards fitness goals and really getting like a six pack, right? You got to be in the calorie deficits. And for binging and emotional eating all the time, it's going to hold yourself back, right? And now that kind of, I was doing really good at first over here, and I think it's great. I was thriving, but then I hit that certain point when all that kind of hits with the surgery and kind of like, and lonely, and then like it came back, right? But that was a deep root cause that caused it came back itself. And I know for the future side of things, I really want to get to that next level, getting IFBB Pro card. Obviously, this is one kind of mental block and kind of hurdle I'm gonna have to overcome, and I will figure that out as time kind of comes. But like, and for the longest time, I've been kind of avoiding that, right? Because obviously, nobody really wants to kind of confront quote unquote pain or like those emotions themselves. But like, dealing with that pain, dealing with this emotion is going to help you in the long run, right? Rather than kind of balling it down and kind of letting it kind of just sit there. Because ultimately, as like the fitness mentor, he was like, it's hiding your demons, right? And letting your demons kind of just, you know, win over you itself. And I guess I'm learning that kind of happened itself. And that's ultimately kind of holding me back. And it's, yeah, but you guys have to kind of confront that too as well. Now I can't give you some direct advice on what it is because I don't know your situations. And I'm not there for itself, but like, that's something you might have to look at if you guys have been struggling with losing weight for a long, long time. No matter what you do, you have a game plan, you have a coach, you have a meal plan, you have a workout plug, and you have supplements. But you try to get over and over, you know exactly what to do. It's only executing it. And problems is executing it now because like you've been trying over and over again. Like this might be one of your problems, right? Maybe it's identifying with who you are. That's one big, big problem. But now if you guys don't have that problem itself, it's that second problem, right? Having that other parts where you're binging, emotionally eating all the time, and it constantly happens, and this might be because of those deep rooted kind of causes. So with that being said, hope you guys enjoyed this episode themselves. A little bit more backstory on myself. I did not intend to get into that. I just, I want to give you like a specific example, and I'm not perfect too as well, but I know you guys can deal with this too as well and ultimately get to that next level, because that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to fucking lift and inspire. I'm here to help you guys out. So hope you have an amazing day, and cheers.
That is the ending of today's episode of the Live to Inspire podcast. If you learned something today, then make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss out on an episode. Also, if you leave a written review on this podcast, that'd be greatly appreciated because that pushes this podcast to more people just like you. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Live to Inspire podcast, the number one podcast for men in the 20s trying to lose weight and get abs the first time. My mission is to inspire others to be the best version of themselves through fitness. So, if you guys are tuning into this episode and want to lose weight and get your abs showing for the very first time, then DM me the words abs on Instagram at KevinWu_. That is KevinWu_. And we'll have a chat whether or not I can help you out lose that weight to get your abs showing for the first time.